Hello and good afternoon. Welcome to my podcast, Sound Waves, where we explore students' musical passions and performance stories. I'm your host, Dina Helmi, and today I'm joined by AUS Economics and Marketing student, Sia Mehra. Hi, Sia.
Hi, Dina. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Sia, let's go back to where it all started. Do you remember what first sparked your interest in playing the guitar?
Yeah, so I was around 12 years old when I picked up the guitar. I had an old acoustic guitar at home because my dad had picked it up around the time I was born. I think every dad has a midlife crisis and picks up the guitar at some point. But my dad had not touched it for a very long time. So around the age of 12, I started playing guitar at school. And then when I started there, I discovered that I really liked the instrument. So I started playing at home as well. And at school, one of my teachers realized that I had a passion for it. So she arranged for a teacher to come once a week for 1 hour to play with myself and some of my friends. So he kind of got us started on the basics and a few simple songs.
That's great. So do you play the acoustic guitar only, or do you also play the electric guitar?
So I play both. I started off with acoustic for a few years, but then I moved on to electric. I think the electric is just so much cooler. You have to play electric eventually.
Mm-hmm. So given that you're left-handed, how does that work for you?
Okay, so I never actually played left-handed. I always played right-handed. The right-handed guitars were the only ones that were available at school. But I would say that it really doesn't matter. I feel like even a right-handed person could play on a left-handed guitar as long as that's what they have started with.
And fast forward to AUS, how did your music journey change here?
So when I came to AUS, I had already been in a band for a few years, so I was really eager to find other musicians, and I joined the music club. So that's where I got to know a lot of other guitarists and some bassists as well. We would arrange jam sessions and play once in a while, but it was never anything too structured or serious, just some fun.
Mm-hmm. But now you're part of an official university band, right?
Yeah, so it's actually a really funny story. Last semester, they had a show where they were playing three songs, and the guitarist in that show couldn't make it because he had another commitment and it was really, really important. He could not miss it. So he contacted me because he knew me from the jam sessions before. And he's like, Sia, could you please take over for me? And initially I was reluctant because it was end of semester, but the professor called me and she said, Sia, I've heard that you're good. So would you like to be part of this performance? When a professor calls you, you can't say no.
Yeah, did that make you feel very happy and excited?
Yeah, it was so validating to hear from a professor who's like experienced, for them to say, you know, we want you. I was like, okay, yeah.
And from that moment, you actually joined the band.
Yeah, so then I performed with them. And after that, I said to the professor, can I please join the band if there's space? And she was so kind. She said, of course you can join. And now, since the beginning of the semester, I've been playing with them. And I actually have a concert coming up with them.
Great. So what songs are you performing?
Right. So the concert is called Seasons of Love. So all the songs are related to love in some way. So the first song I'm playing is called Your Love. It's by this Brazilian virtuoso guitarist called Larry Basilio. The next song I'm playing is Isn't She Lovely by Stevie Wonder. And the last one, it's a little bit unexpected, it's Havana by Camila Cabello.
Mm-hmm. And what makes this event different for you personally? Like, is this your first time doing a solo?
So last event, I joined really late. So I could only learn the songs and play like basic solos. But this time, because there's more time, one of the songs is actually instrumental and the guitar does the singing. So that is like my solo piece. So it's just 3 minutes of Sia playing and the other musicians are like in the background complimenting what I'm playing. So that's a huge step up for me.
Okay, and when you're up on stage with your guitar, what goes through your mind at that moment?
I hope I don't mess up. What is everyone thinking?
Do you think it's very stressful to be on stage in front of a lot of people?
I think the most stressful part is actually the anticipation. It depends on the performance. Sometimes I go into this meditative zone where I'm like really just feeling the music.
So for a lot of people who love music but hesitate to perform, what advice would you give to someone who plays the guitar but struggles with confidence? Is it about practice or is it about, you know, exposure?
I would say that you should definitely practice a lot. And one thing I have learned is that you should practice in stressful conditions. Another thing I would say is if you're afraid and you decide to let that stop you, you're never going to do it.
And if you could go back and talk to 12-year-old Sia picking up the guitar for the first time, what would you say to her now?
Oh, that's such a good question. I would probably tell her to take it a bit more seriously because when I was 12, I really enjoyed it, but I didn't practice as much as I should have. And when you're young, things just are so much easier to learn and your fingers move so easily.
Mm-hmm. Sia, thank you so much for sharing your journey. And to everyone listening, thank you for tuning in. This is Dina Helmi, and you are listening to Sound Waves.